This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to talk about something that it hits home a little bit, and it may surprise you, my take on this, but it has to do with Rona McDaniel. Now, she was a horrible leader of the GOP by way of the RNC. She's cut from Romney's cloth, and I just heard an interview with her. We may even have the clip where she says, she talks about January 6th, and she's one of these people that calls it an insurrection and says, you know, it would be unfair for Donald Trump to release the people who are political prisoners. And we're watching people get treated worse than what we thought Russia did. And Rona McDaniel, the leader of the RNC, she reminds me of Michael Steele. Now that she's out, she's going to say and do whatever it takes to make a living. And you know what? That's her prerogative. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, you can do what you want. I'm glad, as much as it has hurt me, I'm glad that I've stuck to my guns on what I believe about the things that I say. I think that is the measure of a person. It certainly there was a time when you would say that is the measure of a man. His word was his bond. And while I'm not perfect in any way, what I will tell you is I am a person who sticks to his guns. And when I, you know, if I screw it up, I'll tell you. But it won't be because my principle is wrong. It's just that I failed. It's like being a failed Christian. I don't disagree, you know, just because I fail in my pursuit of being a great human being doesn't mean I'm not. You can do wrong things without being a bad person. So back to Rona McDaniel, she leaves. You get her real take on things. You know, was she doing stuff for the party? In other words, if you disagree with J6, that's fine. As long as you understand that the party doesn't disagree. The majority of people do not. In other words, you don't represent all of us in that respect. You just have your personal opinion, and then you have the RNC. But I'm going to play this clip, and it's Chuck Todd, who I've always found to be a putz of MSNBC, and he's upset that MSNBC has hired Rona McDaniel. NBC. He's upset. And there are people who won't hire me because of my opinions, and I've done nothing reckless or anything crazy, but I won't get hired. I was talking to a Christian organization, and they go, yeah, Kevin, we considered you, but people were a little afraid. I'm afraid of what? Afraid of what? Then this is our conservatives, okay? These are conservatives that are going, I don't know. It's strange to me. I can tell you, I've never researched it because I'm not the type to do that. But I can guarantee you there are people that I've known in high places that could have hired me and didn't. In fact, I'm going to talk about Candace Owens here in a bit because I think it falls perfectly into what we're talking about here. But they wouldn't hire me, but they'll hire somebody else who later creates more conflict than anything I could possibly create. But I'm the one that they're concerned about. The least person that could concern these people is me because they know exactly where I stand. I will stand for the truth every time. But it bugs me because I'm watching people on both sides, including us conservatives, beat up Roman. Oh, wow, she's Roman McDaniel. I knew she'd go over there. She's going to go where she's going to get paid. Michael Steele went over where he's getting paid. And now we find out he was a Democrat working as the head of the RNC. The same thing with Rona McDaniel. I would tell you, they don't have the problem. We have the problem picking the right people to run the RNC. But here's Chuck Todd talking about her, Rona McDaniel, and NBC giving her a job after she had done an interview with Christian Welker. And he's apologizing to Christian Welker, and he says that the people at NBC, maybe he's on the outs, because he really did a job on his bosses. Why would they put you in this position? These people don't want us to make a living once we've done it. Now, here's the irony before I play this clip. Jen Psaki, Think about her as he's talking about. She was a spokesperson for the Democrats. So was George Stephanopoulos. Not a word. But boy, let a so-called Republican, who, by the way, isn't even a real Republican, get hired away, and boy, you get the Democrats coming out scared to death.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract.
Mm-hmm.
She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. That's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
Right.
Look, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to. I'm not here to protect Rona McDaniel. So she's more than capable of doing that herself. But what I will tell you is this. When the other side doesn't want you to make a living, she's just as legitimate to be a pundit on a network as anybody else. What Chuck Todd is telling you is, I don't want her opinion. That's what he's telling you. He doesn't want her opinion, and he doesn't want ours. Not that she even speaks for us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal. And they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not. But you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Picking our leaders, picking those you admire. Let me ask you, who do you admire the most? And if you're like I think you are, you're probably going to say somebody in your family. In my case, I admire my great-grandfather the most of anybody in the world. Very unassuming man, could have done anything. I mean, put him in the right circumstances and he could have done anything. He could have been an amazing athlete or, you know, whatever. But he was a humble old black man, a former sharecropper who wanted for nothing. Just liked to fish, liked to hunt, loved his family. I mean, that's what I know. And I can tell you, there is nobody on this earth that I have more esteem for than that man. If I go to the next, it's going to be family members. Now, that's not to say I don't admire certain qualities of other people. I do, but I just am going to keep it real. I'm not going to do it based on this guy's a really good motor car racer. Or this person is a really good boxer, or this person is a, you know, an esteemed politician. I mean, it's hard to believe, but I rate my great-grandfather over people like Martin Luther King. And I realize that MLK is well-known. He's done stuff. And by the way, if I was going to displace my great-grandfather, it would be with somebody like Martin Luther King. But it wouldn't be for some of these people that I see. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talking about Rona McDaniel losing her job as the RNC and going over to NBC. And people are upset about it on both sides of the aisle. I knew she'd go over to the enemy. Yeah, okay, I understand that. She probably went to Fox and said, could I do what Karl Rove does? Is Karl Rove any better? I mean, I think he's more of a conservative than Rona McDaniel, but he's from the Rhino crowd, let's face it. So, anyway, the left are upset. They're mad because she got a job on their network. How do we, like, Chuck Todd, how do we know if she's telling us the truth now versus the truth then? And there are two examples on their side. Jen Psaki and George Stephanopoulos, who have high-profile jobs on their networks, and this guy never said a word. Chuck Todd never, he didn't complain. Let me say this. Picking the people you admire is a lot easier said than done. And I will ask you to tell it to you this way. What do you do when you see a star? You know, so-and-so walks through the airport. I was with the Jacksons when they walked through the airport. The Jackson 5. And it was a zoo. It's just crazy. I got up, ran over and said hi to Jackie real quick. And then I had to disappear because the crowd was so big. As conservatives, I think we do a better job at balancing our emotions on that stuff. But we all have the typical response of seeing somebody famous and wanting it to be known. Like, look at that. Who is that? If you were at a restaurant and, you know, Sylvester Stallone came in, you'd recognize him. I was at a bar one night and Gary Busey. Gary Busey walked in and just like, hey. It was funny, though. I'm going to tell you, I've been like this my whole life. I didn't make a big deal. I was like, wow, there's Gary Busey. That was it. I was with Denzel Washington in St. Louis at a football game. I say I was with him. I was literally within 8 feet of him. He was on the phone. His son, his son played on the starter team for the Rams or something like that. But I saw him. I didn't go up, hey, Denzel, what's up? I just like, wow, there's Denzel Washington. But anyway, we've all been there. I saw so-and-so at the airport. It was so cool, or at the restaurant or whatever. We do this for anybody. And here's my theory, that we believe rises to a certain level. You know, like I saw Rafter Man. I was in Las Vegas. And if you saw the movie Full Metal Jacket, the guy that plays Rafter Man, I was saw him. I was dating a girl. I was with her in Vegas. And I saw Rafter Man with his girlfriend. And he was like, hey, let's hang out. You know, he's a bit actor. And I mean, I've never seen the guy in anything else, but I recognized him. But it was just like, hey, you were in Full Metal. Yeah. That was it. Because, you know, he hadn't risen to the level of Denzel Washington, for example, but I did recognize him. But anyway, we do that. Singer, actor, lawyer, coach. One of my buddies, he brags about as the coach of the football team where he went to college, because it's a big deal to him. It isn't to me. I wouldn't know the guy if he walked through the airport. And that's funny about, you know, the guy might be the world's best rodeo guy or bowler. And I wouldn't know who they were. Maybe the woman is the curling champion of Scandinavia. I wouldn't know. But we do idolize people in the things that we gravitate to. And sometimes I think we forget they're human being. Now, how many of us knew who Rona McDaniel was before she was put in charge of the RNC? And then, here's my question. Who put her in charge of the future of the Republican Party? How was that decision made? That she's the person that represents the Republican Party. I have a clip. I'm not even going to play it. We're going to run out of time because I do want to talk about Candace Owens' job as well. And I'll put her into perspective because people fawned all over, Candace Owens, Candace Owens. And I'm not detracting from it. I'm just saying be careful where you put all that energy. As for Rona McDaniel, did she stand behind Donald Trump?
Well, let's talk about the election now. Donald Trump says one of his first acts, if he is reelected to a second term, would be, quote, to free those charged and convicted of crimes related to January 6th. Do you support that?
I want to be very clear. The violence that happened on January 6th is unacceptable. It doesn't represent our country. It certainly does not represent my party. We should not be attacking the Capitol. We should not be having violence. I said it that day. I put a statement out that day that this is not acceptable. If you attacked our Capitol and you have been, you've been convicted, then that should stay.
That's the person somebody put in charge of the Republican Party. Somebody who is antithetical to the person who is the front runner, who was the president for 4 years, front runner, who should know better, who should know by now that this was all orchestrated, and yet she wants to audition for NBC, MSNBC, or whatever, and she decides, I'm going to just abandon it all. How do we do this? People, I love The Rock. He's a great actor. Okay, I get it. But now look at him. Look at De Niro. We put a lot of faith in people. In my opinion, it's misplaced faith. We've got to learn, and I'm going to say this again, the important people are you, the people that go day to day, nobody recognizes you, but the people around you, the people who matter to you, you're being recognized. That's why I choose my great-grandfather as the person I idolize most in the world. And I'm sure you have somebody very similar to you. How about we put our faith in ourselves?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Rescue workers in Baltimore are searching for as many as 7 people after a container ship hit a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the entire thing collapsed into the Patapsco River. It's an active search and rescue situation at this point, and the number of missing people could change. Doctors with aid organizations that are in Gaza have described what they call unimaginable situations at European Gaza Hospital because of the Israel-Hamas conflict. An emergency medical team has said that patients are suffering from serious malnutrition and dying from infections at the hospital, which is located near the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibits children younger than 14 from joining social media in that state. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Boy, here's a hot topic. Candace Owens. I don't talk much about her. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. I don't look at anything Candace does. I don't. If somebody forwards me something from her, I don't. It's not jealousy. It really isn't. It's just that I've learned it's a waste of my time. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's a waste of my time. Not because Candace isn't relevant in whatever way she is. Probably is. It's a waste of my time. I learn nothing from her. It would be like, you know, one of my kids asking me, you know, saying, Dad, I want to teach you math. And I'm going, you do realize I have a degree in it, right? Which one are you going to teach me? Linear algebra, differential equations, Fourier transform? What are you going to teach me? Partial differential equation? Abstract algebra? I know it. I know it cold. You're not going to teach me anything. Listening to Candace, I don't learn anything. I learn, there's promotion. If I could learn anything from her, it would be how to promote. And again, that's not bad. She's done a great job of promoting herself. Moving the needle is a whole other thing. Anyway, she got fired. And it's an interesting thing. She was with the Daily Wire, which is Ben Shapiro's deal. Probably had a fat contract over there, too. But she got let go. And people were predicting that she would because she and Ben parted on Israel, on this whole thing of Israel. I don't know. And I remember at the time, and that, in full disclosure, I did look at that because I wanted to know what was the rift. That's of interest to me because I couldn't believe, I don't know that she is, but my thought was she's not anti-Semitic. She works with a Jew. How could she be anti-Semitic? So I knew there was more to the story. And I don't remember at the time, you know, it came up and it's over for me. But I don't remember whether I thought Shapiro was right or wrong. I do remember this. Shapiro was wrong to call her out publicly. I do remember thinking that. And that's what brings me to this. See, she was fired. She could have been, they could have departed under the radar. But she was fired. And that tells me a lot. You know, Ben Shapiro is an interesting guy because he's doing it strategically. This is about, I'm going to get all my pound of flesh out of this. Now, let me give you a little history. And this isn't a negative thing. It's just, so I met Candace through Charlie, mistakenly thought we already knew each other. And she was like, I don't know you. And I was like, oh, wow, because I thought I was working with another girl named Candace, and I'd never met her. Believe it or not, they look alike. So when I saw this girl, I was like, this must be her. This girl that I'm talking about, the Candace I worked with, she would edit my blogs when I was on vacation. I would say, hey, Candace, can you? And she says, yeah, Kevin, I got you. She would edit my blogs and stuff. And I thought it was the same girl. So I was excited to finally meet her, and I was overjoyed that she was going to blow up, that Charlie had found her, and she was going to blow up. Different girl. So she didn't know me. Well, anyway, she at that time said she was going to be the biggest thing in black conservative politics. And I just kind of smiled and said, boy, you got lofty goals. Way to go. You know, I didn't feel like, yeah, I wasn't jealous or anything. I felt like, okay, youthful exuberance. And she's probably accomplished quite a bit to that goal. She deserves kudos for that. Now, the way she's gone about it, a lot of people probably don't like it. Rubs them the wrong way. I don't say probably. I know they don't. I talked to many of them. But anyway, so she was with Charlie. She and he were going all over the place, colleges and universities, arguing and stuff like that. I told you guys of them coming to an event at the Breakers, at a David Horowitz event where I was one of the keynotes. And Candace embarrassed herself with, what's his name? Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. He stormed off stage after she confronted him. And people were very upset with her at that particular event. That was when I saw a side of her that I went, wow, she's a little full of herself. And my wife just doesn't appreciate her. I'm just going to leave it at that. So Charlie and Candace were a couple. I mean, not romantically, but they were everywhere together. He was building her brand. And I won't go into detail, but I'll tell you, Charlie and I were at an exclusive event. And there was some issues going on with Candace. He came out. He was very afraid. And essentially, people were telling him, you better watch what you're doing here because you're getting into some dangerous territory. And I warned him as well. And within a month of that conversation I had with him, they had separated under the radar. Nobody knew it. And Candace was gone. And Charlie, you know, wrote a letter. If you Googled it, he wrote a thing that said, hey, Candace is, you know, good luck to her. You know, we're on good terms or whatever. I don't know that they were, but he did that. So then she went over to Dennis Prager, Prager's team. And I think she lasted with Prager about 60 days or a couple of months, maybe a little longer, had a show over there, etc. And she was gone from there. And then she started this whole Blexit thing as if she was going to, you know, she was the leader of an idea of bringing black Democrats out of the, you know, out from voting Democrat on. And she said, I'd listen to her take credit for this mass exodus of blacks away from the Democratic Party. I personally thought Trump had done most of the work. But anyway, there was that. And then, I don't know what period of time, but then she goes over to Ben Shapiro. That's some tall cotton, as we say. She went from Charlie Kirk to Dennis Prager to Ben Shapiro. Each one of those, at the time, could have been considered a step up. Even though Candace, I will tell you, she almost single-handedly saved Turning Point. Because they were going in a whole other direction. This isn't dirty laundry. I'm just telling you, I'm making a point here. So she goes to Shapiro. She does her thing over there. And then Ben Shapiro publicly calls her out for something she said about Israel. I don't think that was it. It's kind of like, you know, if you're having an argument with your spouse and you think the argument is about the thing you're arguing about, but it was really about something that happened 3 days ago. That's what I think was going on with Shapiro and Candace. It was about something that happened a long time ago or was brewing, and Ben decided to use that particular thing to make it the issue. And so next thing you know, they were feuding, but they said, you know, publicly they could agree to disagree. You don't have to be in lockstep with me, blah, 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 which is true. Most conservatives, do your thing, just stay out of my way. And then she gets fired publicly. I mean, meant to be major news. It was everywhere when she got fired. And that made me wonder. Now, it's funny, depending on who you talk to, I'll give you a little more insight. So if you talk to the grass level, grassroots people within Turning Point USA, because when Charlie brought her on, there was a practically a mutiny of his middle managers that just could not stand her and they left. Kids had just said, I'm done. Charlie was putting all his eggs in the Candace Owens basket, which almost backfired on him. Could have cost him his organization. But instead, he built it up, and congratulations to him. But there was a lot of mutiny. At the grassroots level, people do not really like Candace Owens. That's just feedback. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care one way or the other. I don't have enough information to like her. But here's what I do like. I like what she's doing. But, I mean, it's not like we're friends. She doesn't come to town and go, hey, let me call Kevin. In fact, she's done nothing with me, which I find a little bit interesting. I don't because I kind of know her. You know, she doesn't look at me as somebody that can add value. You know, because she's more popular. Doesn't mean she's smarter. She's more popular. So, long story short, I don't dislike her. And when people talk about her, I say, look, I get you have your experience with her. I've got mine, but I still don't dislike her. I like when people are in there trying to fight, even if they fight wrong. I mean, if they sissy fight, if they're fighting for me, I'll even have a person be a sissy and fight for me, you know, not in my place, but along with me, because I'm not a sissy fighter. But there are people that despise her, but the donor class of conservatives like her. Because they're not on the inner circle. They just say, oh, I like what she's doing in big picture. And they tend to like people that are big into popularity contest. But I wonder what this is going to do. Because now these are two juggernauts. I don't know how much Shapiro's moving the needle in as much as Candace Owens is moving the needle in as much as Charlie Kirk and his team. I think Charlie's definitely moving the needle in certain ways. So I can put him in a category of moving the needle. And he created Candace. I know that Prager moves the needle to some degree. It can be argued to what degree. But I don't know what Shapiro's moving the needle with or Candace. And I'm wondering how this little thing is going to play out. I'd like your thoughts. What do you think? Is this a feud? Should Shapiro have done it this way? Candace is obviously fine. She's married to a very wealthy guy. She seems to be okay. Give me your thoughts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Say it ain't so. Harvard University scaling back in the wake of the recent controversies. You know Harvard is anti-Semitic, right? You know Harvard is anti-white. They are. They have become so woke, they are bringing down the university, and it's finally hitting them in the pocketbook, because according to the Harvard Crimson, the university is going to close the John G. Wolbach Library. Holy Mother of Mindfulness, say it ain't so. In case you don't know who Mother of Mindfulness, you should Google that. You'll get the reference. You'll say, that brother is smart. What will Harvard do without the John G. Wolbach Library? And who's going to tell the Walbuck family about the closing? After all, didn't they donate a lot of money to get their name on that library? In case you're wondering, Harvard has a few libraries. In fact, they have 28.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here.
The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You heard me right. 28 libraries. And if you think it looks like your little library in your house with all the Louis L'Amour books or whatever, you can forget about it. These are prestigious buildings on the campus of this university. This is amazing. 28. And those libraries employ roughly 700 people, whom Harvard describes as, quote, expert staff. And I bet they are. I bet you these people in these libraries can tell you, go over here, we use the Dewey Decimal System, go over to the bibliographies, and you can find everything you'll need about this subject. They're pretty good at what they do because they're Harvard people. Harvard. You know, where Barack Obama went to college. The combination of all those libraries, folks, contain 6 million digitized and publicly available items. You can Google the Harvard Library and you can go. There's 6 million digitized items ready for you, ready and waiting. 20 million books, 1 million maps and spatial data sets. Finally, there are 400 million rare items that include letters, photographs, and manuscripts. Can you imagine what is in the Harvard Library written by some of the greatest minds from the past? They even keep Barack Obama's crappy stuff. I mean, think about it. Quite the collection. So why was the John G. Walbach Library singled out? Is it located in a bad part of campus where all the colored folks are? Maybe the library didn't meet Harvard's strict DEI standards. Was Walbach a Jew? Oh, my goodness. Harvard falling on hard times. Shutting down one of its 28 libraries. Now, I say that in tongue in cheek, but it does mean something when Harvard decides we got to pull in our horns. No more. I mean, I don't know why you need 28 libraries to begin with. Cities only have one or two. Well, I know the town I grew up in, we had one. That was from population 5,557. That's what we had at the time. Now just over 6,000 people. I don't think they built a new library in Brady. How many libraries do you need? Look, I get it. You have the, it's kind of like when you go to D.C. You've got the Smithsonian. There's four Smithsonians. There's one for aeronautical. There's one for, you know, the regular one that kind of encompasses everything. I don't even know why. Why am I trying to act like I'm an authority on the Smithsonian? I just know I think there's four of them in D.C. I don't know what they're for. But I think that if D.C. can have four, Harvard doesn't need 28. These are not cheap to operate. 700 people are employed in the library system at Harvard. I know these are big buildings. Maybe you need three librarians per building, but 28. What is that? Less than 60? Did I say two or three? Because if it was 28 times 3, then yes, a little more than 60. It's 84, I know. I can do the math in my head. Quite the stuff here. So, I did a little research, and I found out that the Harvard College Observatory and the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory collections were at the Walbach Library. And I guess now those two collections are going to need to find new homes. And according to the Harvard Crimson, the core operations of that library are going to be folded into the Harvard Library, which I'm going to presume is the very first one, given that it is the namesake of the university. The library artifacts will go into the Big Daddy Library to work its way back up the ladder. But why close the Walbach Library? So Harvard Center for Astrophysics Director Lisa Culey wrote in an email to the outlet that the decision was driven primarily by financial considerations. And this is where I'm going, because what I'm telling you is America's most venerable institution, Harvard, known around the world. It is the Oxford. It is the Sorbonne. It is all of the greatest universities combined. I mean, that's what Harvard signifies in America, is being ripped apart by DEI. And by all these woke people out there that are creating, that we're losing meritocracy. Let me ask you, do you think Harvard, if you were to go a decade, you could fast forward a decade, do you think Harvard is going to be considered the top, one of the top universities in the world where you want to study? She said that the library was facing financial pressure after the Harvard College Observatory's budget was reduced. A decision was made to refocus those funds. She says, so the impact on CFA Science, which is the Center for Astrophysics, Technology Development, and Telescope Operations, we need to reduce positions where there can be increased efficiencies or broader institutional support from Harvard or Smithsonian. I know you're out there, you're crying. Some of you are crying. You're like, Kevin, I can't believe you're Harvard. This is Harvard. Don't cry. Yeah, let me take a sip of coffee here. Don't you cry. Don't you cry. See, I got to tell you, I openly cheer when the woke or those who don't fight the woke must face the real world. Choices create consequences. And due to the decision to close the John G. Walbach Library, Cooley said that 5 library staff members are going to lose their jobs. Now, I will tell you this. I don't know these people. I don't know their politics. I don't know what impact they could have had on the Harvard system by speaking out in one form or another. These are probably just cogs in the wheel. And I feel sorry for people that lose their jobs for any reason. I'm sure they're going to land on their feet. But there's a part of me that says all of this, and this is what I come on this radio show every day and talk about, is in that little small way, you've got to push back. You know, there are people, I forget what it was. I saw a story that said 1,000 faculty members support Claudine Gay, and I'll get to her in just a bit. She was the president of Harvard. And I'm thinking to myself, how could you support her? She's lost, then we'll get to this, but it's estimated to be billions of dollars. Now, Harvard has a huge endowment, and again, they got an amazing alumni pool. So, yes, they can rebound, maybe. But how do you support someone who comes in and practically destroys your culture? See, that's the key. That library's budget was a rounding error when compared to the university budget. But because of Harvard taking such a big financial hit, losing millions in donations because of Claudine Gay, they have to start looking at minutia. How many more libraries will close? What other impact will the bailing of funders create? I don't have the answers to these questions, but I know this. A guy named Bill Ackman, he said, President Gay's failures have led to billions of dollars canceled or paused or withdrawn donations to the university. I am personally aware of more than $1 billion of terminated donations from a small group of Harvard's most generous Jewish and non-Jewish alumni. So I'm hoping that somebody gets sanity and says, you know what, let's stop donating to Harvard and Yale and all these Ivy Leagues, these anti-Semitic, anti-American, these hate teachers. That's what they do. They teach hate. And let's start looking at organizations and individuals who are actively teaching things that we should be focused on in America. Meritocracy. Harvard is going to be a fraction of what it was if it continues this way. And they need to make a change, but it's up to us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.